Eels are snake-like and slimy, but they make delicious sushi. September and October are traditionally when these strange fish are most active in the rivers in our area. James Prosek is an artist, journalist, and the author of the book Eels, an exploration from New Zealand to the Sargasso of the world's most amazing and mysterious fish. He's on the line today from WSHU Public Radio in Connecticut, and we're talking about these mysterious fish for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, James.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Thanks for coming on. From what I've heard, eels have a unique migratory pattern. Tell me about that.
Well, it's the only fish that migrates from freshwater to the oceans to spawn, unlike the salmon, which goes the opposite direction. And the eel run of the adults that are ready to spawn happens in the fall, and the run corresponds with the hurricane season because the rain dropped by the hurricanes and tropical storms raises the river levels and allows the eels easier passage to the ocean. They'll go out to the ocean for the American eel to a place called the Sargasso Sea, about 1,500 miles east of Bermuda, where they'll spawn and die, and the young will return up the rivers the following spring. But almost nothing is known about the life history of the eel beyond that, because we've never witnessed adult eels spawning in the Sargasso Sea, but we know they spawn out there because we've netted the babies drifting in the surface of the ocean. But, you know, historically, before the major decline in eel populations, hundreds of millions of eels would be running down East Coast rivers to the Atlantic Ocean.
Man, it must have been an amazing sight, like the whole river slithering around.
They run at night mostly and when the river's in flood, so it's hard to witness them. But yeah, anybody who is fishing for them during these runs, like this guy Ray Turner in the Catskills, who still operates an old eel fishing weir, it's something amazing to see. Yeah, just like ropes of eels slithering down the river, and sometimes even coming out of the river to get around obstacles. They can cross over land on wet nights. As long as their skin is moist, they can breathe cutaneously through their skin.
You mentioned Ray Turner. We spoke with him. His eel weir is in a branch of the Delaware River near Hancock, New York. He says this year's enormous amount of rain has actually made it a terrible season for trapping eels.
We've had probably 10 to 15 feet of water over the top of the fish trap at least 16 times this year. I haven't even an idea what has actually happened as far as the eel migration is concerned.
Why would too much water be a bad thing?
Well, his weir, if you can picture it, the east branch of the Delaware River is pretty wide there, and there are these two huge stone walls that he rebuilds every year because winter ice and spring floods tear them down. But these two big stone walls form a V in the river, and at the vortex of the V on the downstream side is this wooden trap that he builds to catch the eels during this fall migration. The problem with this year is he hasn't been able to trap any eels because the river's been so high that it's actually flowed over his weir and over his trap, so the eels are just going right by.
So eel is smoked. And it's certainly smoked at the sushi restaurants where I encounter it. But can you eat it fresh, or can you eat it any other way than smoked?
Well, eel is always served cooked because the blood has a neurotoxin. Some people have done experiments, a cubic centimeter of which injected into a rabbit causes instant convulsions and death. But so you
don't want that.
You don't want to ingest raw eel or get eel blood in your eyes or in an open wound because it's toxic stuff. So cooking the eel neutralizes the neurotoxin.
And you write in your book that eels should have an important place on the Thanksgiving table, that it's an important part of American history. Tell me about that.
The Pilgrims famously landed at Plymouth and started the colony in fall of 1620. By spring, by March of 1621, half of them had died from starvation and disease. So when the Indians decided to make peace with the Pilgrims, the first thing they did was feed the Pilgrims by going down to the marsh and catching a bunch of eels. And really, it's the eels that kept the Pilgrims from starving. And it was for the Indians, as well as for early colonists, an important source of nutrition.
James Prosek is the author of Eels, an exploration from New Zealand to the Sargasso of the world's most amazing and mysterious fish. It's out in paperback on October 11th. Thanks for speaking with us today, James.
Thank you very much.
To learn more about eels and to get a recipe, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.